What about the patient who presents with a simultaneous primary colon cancer and metastasis to the liver? What do you think the optimal approach to those patients is?
If occasionally we are referred patients like that in Pittsburgh, and I'll get our chief of colorectal surgery to work with me, and if the patient is a reasonably healthy 40 or 50-year-old, then we'll do a simultaneous colon resection, such as a low anterior resection or a right hemicolectomy, plus the liver resection. But that requires two perfect operations, because if you have a complication in one, it can hinder the outcome for the other. So you need a perfect colon resection surgery, and you need a technically perfectly performed liver resection surgery. We've done probably 20 of those operations in the last 3 years at Pittsburgh, and the outcomes are excellent for them. However, that's not what usually happens in the community. And it's perfectly fine for patients identified with a colon cancer. They may have bleeding from it. They may have a partial obstruction from it. And it's perfectly fine for the colorectal surgeon or the general surgeon to perform the colectomy. Usually in that situation, most of those patients will have positive lymph nodes. If they can visually see the liver lesion at the time of the colon resection surgery, I recommend a needle biopsy just for confirmation. It just takes an extra moment or two if they can see it. And that way, we don't have to subject the patient to a biopsy at a later time. Patient recovers from the surgery. If they haven't undergone upfront CT PET scan imaging, then that's very important to complete the staging. And what we're looking for there is how many cancers are in the liver, how big are they, and are there any other distant metastases such as a lung metastasis or a bone metastasis. In that situation, if we've identified them and they've recovered from the surgery, I think the preferred approach is I'm never in a rush to operate on the liver. Let the patient recover from the colon surgery, complete their staging, and get two or three cycles of adjuvant chemotherapy, because even if they didn't have the liver lesions, if there's stage 3 and lymph nodes involved, they need the chemotherapy anyway. And so let them get two or three cycles of chemotherapy with the oncologist, then restage them at 3 months with a CT PET. And if we have stable disease or slight improvement, that's the perfect time to go in and do the liver resection operation. We don't want to give them 6 to 9 months of chemotherapy, because chemotherapy damages the liver and causes steatosis, fatty changes in the liver, or worse, steatohepatitis. And there's now a syndrome called CASH, C-A-S-H, similar to NASH. NASH is non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, fatty liver disease. Chemotherapy can cause the same thing. And those fatty livers do not tolerate major hepatic resection. So the goal would be 2 to 3 cycles of chemo after the colon resection, go in and do the liver resection, clear all disease, and let the oncologist then finish up with a few cycles of adjuvant systemic chemotherapy following about a month after the liver resection surgery. I think that right now is considered the gold standard preferred approach for stage 4 colon cancer.